Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Just great. How are you, Jason?
I'm pretty dandy. I'm pretty okay. Okay, so if I can have everyone join me, this is a small intro that I prepared maybe a minute ago. Okay. What team? Wildcats! What
Wildcats.
team?
Wildcats.
What team? Wildcats!
Wildcats.
Wildcats!
All right.
Taurus.
Get your head in the game. Let's talk about the 2000s. As the title suggests, we are having a High School Musical, The Debate for the Musicals. We have three contestants and a fun prize at the end, and is not monetary. I'm sorry to say.
Gotta go.
Yep. All right. So here are the rules. Each round, our special contestants will have 2 minutes to make their case. After those 2 minutes, we will have a 10-minute time frame for arguments, rebuttals, and shouting. Moderators, me and
Sure,
Catherine.
there'll be plenty.
Yeah, plenty of shouting. I can't wait. Moderators, me and Catherine can end the arguments early if we've had it heard enough or it's getting too rowdy. We do ask you raise your hand if you have to make a rebuttal. Okay. And also at the end of the time or when we have a time limit, I have a bell.
Oh no.
Great. So let's start off with High School Musical 1, our first contestant. Please introduce yourself and the movie you're defending.
I am Ashley. I live in Los Angeles, California. I believe that High School Musical 1 is superior because obviously it's the first one. We wouldn't have the rest of the franchise without it. It was iconic, a cultural phenomenon. I think I was in like fifth grade when it came out, and everyone wanted to be those characters. It really launched careers for a lot of the actors in there. I would say specifically the ones who have done bigger things like Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and Ashley Tisdale. I think it has the best chemistry between Troy and Gabriella. I think it has the best conflict and the best conflict resolution. And it's the only one that's really a musical about high school. The other ones are not necessarily that. And it is, in fact, the most commercially successful Disney Channel original movie ever produced, and one of the highest viewer counts of the premiere broadcast for the channel, as I found on Wikipedia 5 minutes ago.
Great.
That's it.
All right, cool. Great. Contestant number two, HSM2.
It's me again. It's Chad. I'm back. I'm always on the cast.
I know, man.
I'm very glad that you brought up that it was that High School Musical 1 was one of the highest. Do you know what was the highest? High School Musical 2 out of all of Disney Channel original movie history. So, I'm glad to be back. Can't wait to win. It was High School Musical 2 is just the tea. It's fun. They were for some reason at the same country club working together. It made no it was just a lot of fun. Everyone came with their A game. Zac Efron was truly singing in this one. 2007, what can I say? The most iconic year of the 2000s, I would say.
Very well. HSM3, please.
Hi, my name is Spencer. First time Potter here. I don't know why you guys are arguing about first and two being the most commercially successful, because I'm sure the third one made more money being in theaters and all, the only one making the jump. Anyways, I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I play a video game for a living, that game being Super Smash Bros. And when Jason approached me to do this, I was very adamant that the third one was the superior film of the three. Disney is literally telling us it's the best one, with it being in theaters at all. I already mentioned that though. I couldn't really tell you why, but like I was a big fan as a kid, like in like fifth or sixth grade or whatever what it was. I don't know if I was just like trying to be different or whatever, but I probably saw it in theaters like 5 to 6 times. And for my sixth grade birthday party, I went to the midnight showing, which was huge, sixth grade, going to the midnight showing, party of the year. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I am team three for sure.
Holy fucking shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is so upsetting hearing so many people say they were in like elementary school or middle school.
I fucking know.
I was literally in high school. Jesus. I was the musical.
Were you in the fucking movie, Chad?
Yeah, I was in the back.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Amazing. All right. So round one, we're going to be starting off hot and heavy. We're going to talk about music. And so we're going to start with Spencer to argue his take on HSM3 music and why it's the best music and score.
So Jason, just like quick question. Would you prefer that like I only talk about the third soundtrack, or can I like shit on the first and second?
You can do both. This is a debate.
Okay. So I'll start with the first one. Obviously it has some really iconic songs. It has some bangers, but I think it has the worst three songs, like bottom three songs in the series. It has Gabriella's hallway solo staring contest song that's really awkward and really cringe. Get Your Head in the Game is like not good. I know it's iconic, but it's not good. A lot of the moves they do in that song are not basketball moves, so I dropped it a point for that. Bop to the Top, I have no idea what they're doing. That song came out of nowhere. It's not a good song. Not my favorite. And the soundtrack would be saved by like Breaking Free and We're All in This Together. But unfortunately, it's ruined by the fact that it's not even Troy's real voice. And it just really takes me out of it. And it ruins the moment for me. High School Musical 2, a lot of bangers. I think it's just like a step below High School Musical 3. The last two songs are a little disappointing for me. Every Day and All for One. It's kind of feels like it's a wannabe. We're All in This Together. They're at that pool. I'm not really feeling it. They do figure out how to do a breakup song. The breakup song is really, really good when Troy like runs after Gabriella. Iconic. But the third one just kind of takes the cake. Their production value shoots sky high. Incredible opening song. They get the basketball out of the way. Scream, hot take here, better than Bet on It. It's a lot more passionate. Again, the production value comes up a little bit. Jason's laughing at me.
I can't stop laughing at all of this.
I know, I know.
Go on.
Also want to mention in that first song, it's the first time we see Troy sweat, which is pretty incredible for a movie that focuses on high school basketball. Call me a fan of realism, I guess.
Great.
And one more thing I just want to say. I think the romantic songs are just a little bit better. Can I Have This Dance? Right Here, Right Now. I think they're just a little bit. I think someone mentioned the chemistry. I think those are the best chemistry songs of the whole series.
Chad, you're next.
Yeah, that was great. A lot of lies I heard, but but you know, if you pulled a person on the street, they could not tell you one song from the third movie.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, isn't it? Because I don't know a damn song from the movie. Not a single one during that whole time period. But you know, Bop to the Top. I don't know. I thought Bop to the Top was fun, but that's, you know, musical theater fun. But when it comes to High School Musical 2 soundtrack, 11 straight hits. I was listening to it earlier today. We have the best song. Everyone knows the song, Bet on It. No one goes past Bet on It. There is no other Disney Channel original movie song that I think can top that. But, you know, we also have Gotta Go My Own Way when they break up. Love that. Kind of wish the movie would have ended there, but, you know, that's just a personal opinion and take. Fabulous. Sharpay brought it. She had the production value. She gave the gays everything they wanted. Speaking of gays, we also have the gay innuendo song of all time, which is I Don't Dance. The whole thing is just a gay metaphor. They're playing baseball, pitching, catching, whole thing. Kenny Ortega knew what he was doing at that moment. Oh, and that's it for me.
Great. Ashley, you're next.
First of all, I want to say something in response to Spencer about mm-hmm. Gabriella's solo song in the first episode. Yes, it was cheesy. Disney Channel original movies are cheesy. For me, that was a big throwback to Olivia Newton-John singing Hopelessly Devoted to You in Grease. Huge throwback to that. Iconic. I think that the first one had the best music. I think that there was a lot of like variety in the different types of songs, like solos, duets, and then like ensemble pieces. a great mix of like actual performance songs, like auditions, the musical, whatever, and songs that are like building the story. What I've been looking for, slept on both versions, both Sharpay and Ryan and Troy and Gabriella. It slaps. And just to bring the facts in here, it had the highest ranking soundtrack of all of the movies. It debuted at number one, and the song Breaking Free debuted on the charts at number four. And that's it.
Great. Wow. All right. So we have 10 minutes for any arguments, rebuttals, comebacks, more shit talking. So whoever wants to start first, can you just raise your hand? And if you have a response, please raise your hand. Whoever wants to go first. Chad.
That's surprising. I know. It's so surprising Chad. That I was.
I know. You have 10 minutes to talk your shit.
I really don't know what else I can say. It's just such a superior soundtrack. I truly don't know any songs from the third movie. Like, when it came out, I don't remember anyone really some people were talking about the movie. I don't really remember people talking about the soundtrack. I think at that point, everyone had moved on to Glee. So... I think High School Musical and the Glee fandom really go hand in hand.
Well, I think Chad, is it right? Chad?
Yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of what you're saying is like some serious bias. You know, like you mentioned, you were a little bit older and, you know, you mentioned Glee, but like Glee really does not exist without High School Musical. And so just because you don't know the songs in the three, because you kind of missed that time frame, doesn't mean they aren't good songs and a step up from the other series. So it sounds like a lot of bias. Whereas like I'm seeing songs from every song. I'm mentioning songs from every movie, but it sounds like bias to me.
No, I actually like songs from the first movie. If anything, I think that's the only one that can compete with the second one because it was the original. It gave us everything. There's a lot of things I don't like about the first movie soundtrack, which was some of the ones that you mentioned. I didn't like that weird Gabrielle song in the hallway, but you know, it's fine. I thought that could have just been slightly shorter and it would have been perfectly fine.
Okay, but fair enough.
Yeah, because honestly, when I was in high school, the second one came out and I was a junior, so I was the same age as them. I just don't know the last movie at all. Like no one talked about it. And I thought it was so weird. But I also think it was because, you know, 2007, that's when Vanessa Hudgens had that nude leak. So that really took the wind out of the sails for the third movie.
Never forget. Ashley,
would you like to say anything?
Yeah, sure. I'll just say I just had to Google when High School Musical 3 came out. And I was in middle school, so I was like probably still the target demographic. And I don't know any of the songs either. Like, I don't think it compares with one or two. Obviously, I still think one is the best. I think two has some iconic songs. I'm a big fan of Fabulous. That's one of the best songs in the whole franchise, but I think I was more in the younger demographic for it too, and I just like have no idea.
You guys are really dogpiling on three here. I'm like so confident that it is the best film and it has the best music and it's not even close. And it's the only movie, high school movie, by the way, all three are high school movies. It's the only movie that has a song about prom. How can you have a high school movie and not talk about prom?
Yes, well, they weren't old enough to go to prom.
Well, the second movie is not even at school. So how exactly. Is it going to be about prom?
Exactly. It's called High School Musical. And the first movie, school.
The first movie, they're too young to go to prom.
That's not true. They were just juniors. You used to go to prom as a junior.
I didn't go to prom as a junior, not at my high school. It was seniors.
And oh. Troy was the most popular kid at school. He was the star athlete of the basketball team, and he didn't even go to prom. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But, you know, that's just that on that. Honestly, I feel like if the second one didn't do the numbers it did for the channel, they would never have put the third one in the theaters. It would have gone directly onto the channel as well. If it had performed as well as the first one, like same numbers, they would have just put it on the channel, just like they did with all the Descendants movies.
I think that's.
I'm sorry to butt in. I was fucking waiting for a Descendants reference to come in today, and thank you, Chad. Fucking damn it.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you want a zombies reference?
No, no, shut up. Shut up. Please continue. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think that's just huge speculation. I think all along they were planning to do three. The second one, we're not into the plot yet, but the second one was just kind of a throwaway. And then they were going to come back and they were going to graduate. That was the plan all along. And it was probably the plan to do the third biggest and best one in theaters where it could make the most money.
Sure.
Period.
Period. T.
All right, great. Round two. Let me sell my fucking watch. Round two, we're going to be talking about characters. And we're going to be talking about how kind of each movie handled their protagonists slash antagonists. So we can start with Ashley. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, first of all, I want to say, I know she's in all of the movies, but the first movie obviously introduced us to the iconic Miss Darbus, who should be a main character. She has great lines. But I think that what I really liked about the first movie is that, like, all of the characters, like, if you look at the main six, they're all kind of involved in, like, the main conflict. I would consider, like, the main conflict to be, like, the intervention of wanting to break up Gabrielle and Troy so that they do, like, basketball and the school academic thing. And then, like, getting them back together for the musical because they realized that they were not being good friends. I think Ryan and Zeke are really great, like, comedic relief during all the tension in there. When you look at the age group that it's for, it's, like, their jokes are really excellent. And I just really liked how all of the characters, like, work together, like, when they do the interventions, Chad and Taylor specifically working together with, like, the basketball team and the academic decathlon team. And the song Status Quo gives us some really fun, interesting facts about some of the more minor characters, like Zeke and Martha. It kind of endears us to them, and they become bigger characters later on.
Chad.
So I know people are going to automatically try and shit on number two just because this is the one that takes place out of school. But, you know, we had to do it. We had to do a beach episode. It's quintessential. Everyone needs to relax. We needed to take the kids out of school so that they could grow. And I would arguably say Gabriella did probably the most growing that summer. I mean, probably also Troy. He did dance on the golf course for a bit with the rocks and figured out himself. But, you know, everyone has to do that every once in a while. Just go to the desert, become serene, get taken advantage of by rich people, work really hard, and then end everything with a dance number in front of a pool, which Miley Cyrus was there, if anyone remembers that. She definitely was. That was the introduction of Hannah Montana, I believe. I don't know, I can't remember. I think I'm messing up my time periods here, but.
So old.
I just don't remember when that show started. But, you know, it was a fun movie. I think everybody got to grow. Chad and, I forgot his name, Ryan. They got to discover some things on that baseball field. Yeah, it was a great time. It was just fun. It was just pure fun. Everyone got to, like, just grow. For the third movie.
Okay, Spencer.
Awesome. My biggest problems with the first and the second one is just how they use Gabriella. Like, I feel like in the first and the second one, she's just kind of a character. And she's the second main character. She's just a character who is just there to, she's just the girl who gets sad over the boy. She doesn't really have anything else to offer other than, like, some bad songs, like I mentioned. And I think in the third one, they finally, like, talk about her a little bit more and her wants and what she wants to do with her life. And I think that changes the dynamic a lot more. And it forces Troy to actually, like, have to do something about it rather than just basically, like, apologize and dance on a golf course to figure it out. And then also with the second one, like, Miss Darbus gets replaced by Mr. Fulton. And I think that character is just, like, a gigantic flop. Like, the whole movie, he's just listening to a high schooler about how to do his job. He's being a gigantic jerk to all of the characters. And that kind of ruins the movie altogether just because, like, it makes Chad mad. It makes Troy mad, right? And it makes those, like, side characters like Zeke and Martha and whatever in them mad. And it basically just ruins the movie altogether. And so personally, I miss those side characters of Miss Darbus and Troy's dad. I think they're really important to just like the plot and to the balance of the movie. And then the third one, I think most characters are just more well-rounded. I think Chad's a little bit toned down. I think in the first and second one, he's like really annoying. The second one, he's like really unreasonable. Like Troy's, you know, trying to get a scholarship and he's just being mad over nothing. And in the first one, he literally just yells, "What team?" every 10 minutes or something. So I think the side characters get a lot more in the third. They get a lot more well-rounded. And their actions make a lot more sense than the third one overall.
Amazing. All right. We have 10 minutes to argue, rebuttal. Any questions to each other?
Troy's dad is arguably the worst. Like,
I knew this was going to come up because like me and Jason were talking about this yesterday. Like, he's the worst, but like that's the role. Like we've seen it in like a Cinderella story, and we've obviously seen it in High School Musical. Like that's the role, and I think he plays it fine, and I think he plays it the best in the third one. Because he finally like opens up and he listens to his son a little bit more. He's just looking out for him more than anything. Where in the first and second one, he's getting mad over like basically just really stupid stuff. And the second one, he's not even really in it. But the first one is just like, "Oh, you want to sing and I hate you." Like, it just doesn't really make that much sense.
Ashley?
I just want to piggyback off of that and say, with what Spencer was saying about Coach Bolton, like that just being the role. I think what he said about Gabriella, that is the role of the female character. When you have a movie like that where you have a female and a male lead and their romantic interests from that era, that is the character. It's the shy girl and the sporty guy. So
sure,
that much sustenance is like normal. That's what was happening at the time. I don't think that should be held against it, even if movies are not doing that so much anymore.
And they were paralleling Grease. Because that's what the whole premise of High School Musical was. It was supposed to originally just be a reboot of Grease. And then they were like, no, it's not going to work. And High School Musical was a working title. And then they just went with it.
Sure. Okay. And I'm not arguing that. Like, I understand that it's like the thing to do. But I'm saying by the third one, they figured it out. And they actually used her character more effectively. In my opinion.
Yeah, but I think she had to get that growing in the second one. Because she wanted to go.
What did she do in the second one?
She got to go her own way. What are you talking about?
No.
She had to go her own way.
She did not do anything in the second one other than like watch, like save a life, jump in the pool, and just watch Sharpay and Troy flirt. Like that's all she did. She didn't have anything to do in that movie.
Well, she realized that that's not what she wanted to do. She realized that she was chasing a guy and then that's not who she was. She was a science girl and that's her whole thing.
And but she didn't do that in the second one. She just left. Like, what did
exactly,
she do?
Exactly, because she had to move on and be who she was to go back home and do science. Now she's
saving. You know that?
I do. She's curing cancer. She's in my phone. What are you talking?
She was going into law, by the way, pre-law. She was not going into science.
Then that first movie was a lie when she was in science club.
Well, she was really smart, but in the third one, she starts studying law.
Well, I didn't see that one, so I don't know what happened.
You didn't even watch it? Okay.
I told you.
Chad loses. It's not
popular. It was not popular.
Well, how did you not watch it in preparation? I watched all three in the last 18 hours. How did you not?
Do you know, I have mentally projected myself through the movie, and I know that there's a scene where they are singing in a tree.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
And that's their gotta go your own way moment.
Anyways, so didn't even watch the third one. So my bias argument is going to come back in full force.
Amazing. Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Anything else? Any last minute?
No, things? I wasn't sure if we were on time on that one.
No, we definitely have plenty of time if you have anything more to say.
Chad, go ahead. I'm waiting.
What else do I need to say? I mean, I already told you that the plot of the second one is a bit muddled, but it's more to just have fun.
Well, and plot's the next argument. So right now we're talking about characters. sorry. Just really want to win.
So competitive.
I feel like Sharpay actually did a little bit more growing in this movie too. I mean, she learned the second. She has to learn her lesson like three times to eventually get onto her own spinoff movie. But, you know, she at least kind of tried to stop chasing after Troy for a minute.
Don't you think that Sharpay is completely okay? And again, somebody's going to come back and say, this is the character, but don't you think that she's a bit ridiculous in the second one, like on the golf course when she's like touching Troy and then running away all while wearing her tiara? I just think she's a bit much in the second one, almost unbearable.
I mean, they
fabulous
do
fabulous included.
They do a lot to over villainize her for some reason. But I mean, you have to think about this. Gabrielle and Troy came into her house and were like, hey, we gonna take over the musical. Don't even do singing and shit like that. Not trained at all. So, I mean, in my opinion, her anger is a bit valid.
Are you against people being multi-talented? Like, why are we faulting them for that?
Well, no, it's not really that. It was more or less that they were probably more likely to give it to him just because he was the star athlete.
Miss Darbus?
Yeah.
I think it's now, because he was a better singer.
Gabriella, I'll give it to her because she was a no name and she just had a good voice. But no, Troy's voice wasn't that great. His singing wasn't that great. Ryan's singing was better if you wanted to go with someone who's talented.
Yeah, but their chemistry was a lot better than Ryan and Sharpay. And it was kind of weird for the brothers and sister to be singing a love song.
Well, that's a different topic. That's a completely different story.
Yes, Ashley.
Isn't that why the chemistry is better? Because they're romantic interests and not brother and sister. Like, obviously, Ryan and Sharpay are really like conflicting a lot of the time because Sharpay's so over the top and just expects Ryan to go along with it. And for the first movie, at least he pretty much does, but he's just kind of like drug along to be under her coattails. Or that's what she expects of him. It doesn't end that way. But yeah, of course, the chemistry is going to be different when they're like a different type of relationship.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying, that maybe that's why they got the role, because of that factor.
Oh my God. You know who I forgot to mention? Kelsey.
Oh, yeah.
She totally had a huge moment in movie two. And Gabriella inspired her to do that.
Huge moment in two?
Didn't she give her the song, You Were the Music in Me? Yes, she did.
She does that in all three movies.
Well, yeah, but you know, Kelsey needs to be a performing artist or whatever the fuck whatever she does. I don't know what she does. Just be on the piano and write songs.
Yes, Spencer.
But wouldn't you argue that Kelsey and Ryan have, again, you haven't seen the third one, but Kelsey and Ryan have their most like break free and like their moment in the third one. And it's like no contest.
Okay, but Ryan is gay and they were trying to force something that's not real.
I'm not talking about them getting together. I'm talking about Ryan finally.
Oh no, but those two characters are canonically like unspokenly queer characters that they tried to just skirt under the rug because Kelsey was full on a lesbian with that hat. Absolutely.
I'll take your word on it. There's the bell.
Cool. excuse me. Moving on to round three with story. We're going to talk about the film with the strongest, most cohesive, most meaningful, whatever the fuck plot. You can go first, Mr. Spencer.
Yeah, me? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this one's going to be kind of questionable because obviously it is a sequel. I think in terms of plot, the second one should definitely just be like thrown in the trash. Like they're really not doing anything. There's really like nothing at stake. The end of the show is like a talent show. And so it really just is like a summer vacation. So like, I'm not even really going to talk about that one. The first one is fine. You know, it's a good high school movie with a lot of cliches and a pretty good ending where they find a way to balance those three ending things, you know, with the musical and whatever that is, the science, the decathlon is kind of a throwaway. But I like the third one. In my opinion, I like how they start with the basketball game. They kind of get that out of the way and then they raise the stakes to a level it hasn't been before, to where it's actually like a real life decision. Like, where are we going to go to college? Obviously that's a huge part of high school. And I mean, for me, I just think it's the best movie in terms of like flow. And then obviously like where it ends. And I think we kind of give a conclusion on all of the characters.
Chad.
This may surprise you, but the second movie was wholly about Troy and Gabriella's relationship. This was taking the rose-colored goggles off. The first movie, it was all about romance. They were like, oh, we love each other. The second one was the whole reason they went to this country club was so that they could spend the summer together. And that's when they learned about each other and realized, you know, we might not work. We're fundamentally two different people. He likes sports. I like to read and stuff like that. So this movie did a lot to shatter the illusions that they had on what their relationship would be like, which probably led to what happened with the third one, because they weren't going to see each other anymore because high school was coming to an end. But, you know, without number two, I don't think they would have pushed through to be together ultimately in the third movie.
Speculation.
Gotta go my own way.
Get the fuck out, Chad. Ashley.
Obviously the first one had a great story. We wouldn't have three movies if it was not a great story and a great hit. I really think the opening conflict of the first movie after, you know, they're in wherever, Colorado or something, I don't know, like skiing, and they meet there, and then Gabriella just like does her little Irish goodbye, like while Troy's still trying to talk to her at the party, and then it just cuts to her like showing up at his school. I think that's great. I think that's a really fantastic way to start the movie. I feel like a lot of like teen-based books and shows and stuff at that time kind of did that start. It was kind of cliche, but I loved it at the same time. I think that how it ends is predictable with like Troy and Gabriella getting the role and all of that. I think that we knew it was going there, but I don't think it's predictable how we got there. And I think that it had a really good combo of a lot of different aspects of high school. You have like the sports and the basketball and like the arts and the drama club, and then academics with the academic decathlon and stuff like that. And I think that they really use all of those things to get to the ending. They use the sports and the brains to be able to get Troy and Gabriella even to the audition after Sharpay sabotages it for them. And I just think, you know, we wouldn't have anything else without the first one. I think that the unpredictableness of where the story was going, regardless of the predictable ending, is what makes it the best.
Great. Time to talk shit. Yes, Spencer?
Ashley, I'm sorry, but I really don't want the winner of this. You know, I feel like your main argument is that, oh, we had the first one, and so we get these other ones. And it's like, I don't necessarily agree that if it wasn't a hit, they wouldn't have made a sequel. Like, I mean, obviously it was a huge hit, and so they're going to make sequels. But I think when it comes to that, like to sequels and stuff, we just really need to separate the movies and not talk about, oh, like the second and third one wouldn't exist, because we still need to separate them and take them for what they are and what's the best film overall. Because at the end of the day, all three exist. And so like, it doesn't matter that, oh, well, we wouldn't have two and three without one. You know what I mean?
I can agree with that. Halloween Town 4 is awful.
But they kept making them.
But so is High School Musical 3.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Awful is such a stretch.
Hey, we all have our unsuccessful third movies, and you just had to be that. I mean, Cheetah Girls is my series, but number three, who cares?
Thank fucking God.
Right. And then to respond to Chad, like I get what you're saying about the second one and the whole like, oh, like we need to test the relationship, you know, call me crazy, but I want more from my movie than that to be the only plot line. And that's really the only thing that happened in the second one. Even that really wasn't anything, because they just, you know, they got back together and like, that was it. There was nothing really at stake other than that.
I can understand that you would want more from a movie from that, but you're not going to get that from High School Musical.
But you do get that from High School Musical 3. That's the argument.
The whole premise of this whole thing is it's a love story between like two people from different worlds, even though they're not really from different worlds. They go to the same school. But, you know, I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. Good rebuttal. Yeah.
Amazing.
I didn't know what to say to that. I'm like,
anything else?
I will say that the opening for High School Musical 1 was definitely probably one of the best openings I've seen for like a teen movie. But I also don't understand. Well, it was, they were like at a party or something, but I also was like, they seemed older and I didn't understand why they were there kind of by themselves. There was like no adult supervision, it seemed like.
It's because it was like, they were at like a ski resort for like New Year's. So it was like a resort hosted like teen party. Like if you've ever been on like a cruise where they'll have like the teen club, it was like that sort of thing. But also with it being based off of Greece, like Sandy and, what's his name? John Travolta. At like a beach, and then she shows up at his school. So it's kind of like that, but in the winter.
Sure.
Okay. All right. See, now that makes more sense in contextually.
But to call it a good opening is kind of crazy for me. I can't get over how ugly Troy's shirt is in that scene. So if you haven't seen his shirt, he has the most ugly shirt I have literally ever seen in my life. So I'm going to give it a failing grade for that.
I mean, you can be upset by that, but they really just tried to stratify musical theater with this entire series. So I don't understand. I never got that. I was like, this is like one of the greatest things that can possibly exist. And they were like, let's throw in the heist, like the jock and this random girl from yearbook, I guess. Which is not even where she's from, but she should have been. That would have been a better look, I think. She should have been yearbook. If they wanted to go with nerdy. But I don't know.
Yearbook what?
Hmm?
What are you talking about? Yearbook.
Yearbook club.
Yeah.
Oh, she is in the yearbook club in the third one, if you've seen it. She's on the yearbook committee.
Well, see, there's a trajectory. I basically wrote in the third
one. Yeah, good job.
Final round. Okay. Ashley will start. We will be talking about the best song. Pretty self-explanatory. You may begin.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and argue that We're All in This Together is the best song. It's a very wholesome ending. It features all of the main characters super well. The choreography was super easy. If you were like in middle school or elementary school at that time, do not tell me that you were not doing that dance at everybody's birthday party in middle school dance, because you were. It has a really great message of like unity. Personally, I like it because I can't sing very well, but it's like, you don't have to be a great singer to sing along to it. And the reason why I picked the song, I actually changed my mind on this song after I watched High School Musical 3. They bring back like a reprise of it in High School Musical 3. So clearly it was an iconic enough moment from that movie to bring back to kind of round out the series.
Wait, what song was that?
We're All in This Together.
Oh.
The end song.
Chad.
So I know when it comes to High School Musical 2, everyone always thinks about, you know, certain songs. And I know the easy answer would probably be Bet on It. But the true answer for the best song from this movie is You Are the Music in Me. I feel like this was quintessential what the thesis of this was supposed to be. They were very much like in love with each other. This whole series is a love story. It is just a very long, elaborate love story, but it is a love story. And this song very much drove home like how they felt about one another. So much so that Sharpay wanted to jack it and be like, hey, me and you with Troy. But you know, things will work out that way. So that's why I think You Are the Music in Me is the best one.
Interesting route to go. So I'm pretty prepared to take the L on this category. Just because, I mean, you guys haven't seen the movie, so I can't really argue it. But I mean, I like the third soundtrack a lot, but I will say it's lacking in like that one song. And so I definitely hear what Ashley's saying about We're All in This Together. And I think that's the most iconic one. They did bring it back in the third, but I'm just going to go and say Bet on It's the best song. And probably just end my case there. I'm not even going to argue a song from the third. I think Bet on It's the best song. Hope that doesn't lose me too many points.
What a fucking plot twist. Holy shit.
When you got it, you got it.
Yeah, Bet on It's really good.
Yeah. All right. Any argument between Chad and Ashley?
I guess, yes, if that's the case. All right, great.
I have something.
Please, please. Yes.
I disagree. I think You Are the Music in Me is a great song. Had I not watched the movie literally this morning, I would have no idea what song that was. I think that there's so many more like iconic songs from that movie. And that one is like not in my brain.
Yeah, I can understand that. But I was thinking back to the fact that this is a series about a musical, and knowing so many musical theater people I know, if there was a songbook, this would be one of the top songs that they would always fucking sing, because you can do it on piano very easily. You can do it a cappella. You can mix it up, mix it down. It's a great song. You can flip it. I mean, Sharpay showed you could flip it a completely different way. Nah, 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 nah.
Amazing.
That is true.
It doesn't seem like it would be, but I was re-listening to, I don't know, I have like a completely different appreciation for music these days. And like, especially in context to a movie and how and what the writers and the song makers were thinking of when they were putting these things together. And I know that Bet On It stands out so much just because it's such a fun song. You can like do whatever to it, jam out, run, whatever. But like, you know, thinking to this series itself, this song is, I feel, quintessential.
Well said.
Holy fucking shit. I can't believe this worked. Awesome.
I know. Great. You got to be very quiet, Jason. How'd you do it?
Dude, I have so many fucking thoughts on this entire trilogy. I don't know, man.
Were you just typing?
Me and Catherine were talking about everything that's kind of been going on. And we kind of still are. But I think we can kind of discuss our thoughts, right, Catherine?
I would say that like our personal thoughts on the movies.
I want to say thoughts on the debate. I think if we give our personal thoughts, we're going to be here for too long.
Okay, yeah.
Would you guys just rank the three? Or because are you guys like, does the winner is off the debate, or are you guys picking your favorite movie?
Winner is off the debate. So we've been I've actually been really listening to everybody, and we've been talking about like, you know, who's winning what and like, sure, blah, blah, blah. And so really amazing information, really amazing fucking debate. This is kind of mind blowing. Big ups to Ashley, honestly, for nailing it. I think Chad really nailed the song category. I think he's absolutely correct. I think in terms of the entire arc of the whole trilogy, that song really captures the essence of them all. And I think Spencer missed a spot to talk about Scream, just because I think like throughout all three, Troy is constantly like challenging himself or really afraid to break out of his like shell that he's been confined in by his like social norms and his father and his friends. And Scream finally made him break out and made him realize what he really wanted, which was to go to UC Berkeley for some odd fucking reason. So I think that was a really great argument. I think in terms of character, Spencer really got it. And me and Catherine really both agreed. And in terms of story, I think Spencer got it. So really the winner of this debate is fucking Spencer.
Let's go. I actually had no doubt in my mind. What about plot though? You didn't mention plot.
So, oh yeah. Yeah, story plot. So
same thing.
Yeah, story plot. So we both agree that you nailed it. It was really difficult between you and Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley had some amazing arguments. Like I was really blown away, honestly. Like you really killed it a lot, especially like in terms of story and character. I just think Spencer was a tad bit more really hitting hard back at the both of you guys. And I was just kind of floored. I was like, fuck, this is crazy. I can't believe it. Yeah, so the winner gets to be a featured guest on another episode, and they get to choose the topic we talk about.
Whoa, that's a lot of pressure, honestly.
It's between 2000 and 2010. There's so many things to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Super Smash Bros.
Oh, no. No,
I'm joking.
No, I can't.
Please, I'm Jesus joking. But I'll choose something else.
No, please. Yeah, so thank you all for joining. Yeah, I hope everyone had fun.
Lots of fun. Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
It was very fun to meet you too.
Yeah.
Chad, did you have something to say?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, great. So next episode, so everyone's in for kind of a treat. I had kind of a plot twist moment before we started. I told Catherine I was going to change the next episode topic. So next episode will be more of a Catherine-centric episode, and we're going to be talking about All-Time Low.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it's all on you, motherfucker. Prepare yourself.
I'm excited it would be on me.
Yeah, this is your episode now. Yeah,
you're can't wait charged. To go down a music video hole.
Can't fucking wait, dude.
Do all this right. Straight to DVD, watch all that content. Oh, can't wait.
I can wait. Great. Thank you all for coming and joining. Have a great weekend.